It's time for Stars on Sports,
a podcast radio show dedicated to sharing stories about our athletic program at LCC, past and present.
Lansing Community College Athletics has a strong tradition.
25 national championships.
Over 190 All-Americans.
19 MCCAA All-Sports trophies.
Stars on Sports will introduce you to individuals that have contributed to our program's success and give you the backstory on what it takes to develop it.
We'll also dive into and break down the topics and issues facing athletic departments across the nation and right here at LCC.
This is Stars on Sports. Hello and welcome to another episode of Stars on Sports. I'm joined today by our assistant athletic director, Stephen Cutter, and our producer, Dedalian Lowry. And gentlemen, today I feel like a hypocrite. A couple months ago on this podcast, I was talking about do one more. You know, always finish with one more rep. And I believe in that, and I still do that in my workout routine of trying to, if I'm going to do 10, to do 11. Not every day, but again, just that mentality of one more. And then Coach Cutter, you and I were talking in the office the other day that, you know, our basketball team just ended a successful season. The women finished fifth and the men finished seventh in the country. And we were just reflecting on their season and talking about what's next. And we were talking about, do they need to do more? You know, you've gotten this far. What's it take you to get higher? And we said it right outside the hallway of my office, and we both said that more isn't definitely better. And it just struck me, and it sat with me in the last week of that in our world, from youth to college, that's a mindset that more is better, quantity. But I'm here today to say better is better, not necessarily more is better. I think it fits in, and it's a coach we've dabbled it with a little bit. It's Kirk Cignetti, who's the Indiana Hoosier coach, who took their team to a national championship and won at every level. And that's kind of his mentality of better is better, and you know, not less practices, but more intentional practices, purpose practices. I'm not sure he'd give days off or whatever, but you know, maybe a shorter practice here or there, but I think in our world, especially starting young, that we want more practices, more games, more teams, more workouts, more meetings. And in reality, you know, we see more burnout too from the end of that I thought, well, let's just dive into that today and see where it goes, because I struggle with it, because again, I'm here telling you I like to do one more. I like to outwork people. But even in my own life, I've always preached quality over quantity, and I'm not sure I live that every day. So what do you think about when you think more is not better?
That's a tough one. Mm-hmm. It really is. I do believe that less can be more in a lot of situations, though. And being that this is Stars on Sports, we'll talk about sports. Mm-hmm. And you think about like youth practices, t-ball, you know, just the youth football. And it's like we need, you know, we're going to have practice from 5 to 7 tonight, and practice doesn't get done until 7:30. And there are parents waiting because the kids can't drive yet, you mm-hmm. know. And it's mm-hmm. like if we just practice an extra 30 minutes more than any other team out here tonight or whatever. And especially in those formative years, less can be a lot more. Now, that doesn't mean like, you know, just hang out on the couch, but you really can form some really strong attributes in athletes without going 7 days a week or, you know, 4-hour practices, 3-hour practices or anything else. So yes, less can be more in the sports world.
What about you, Dedalian? You want to chime in on this one? Or
Because this is a sports show, I'm going to go ahead and not talk about sports.
Good.
I'm going to apply it to a real world scenario. And it's kind of an interesting thing that you bring up, because lately I have been thinking a lot about what we're doing here at LCC Connect. Mm-hmm. One of the things that you know, we've grown quite a bit over the span of time. We're over 30 podcasts now. And we're heading towards 40 podcasts.
Wow, nice.
But as you know, there's actually only two people, really, that is the staff that mm-hmm. produces all this, puts it all together. So I'm always debating and trying to figure out how far do I go as far as doing that? Because as we increase, there's going to be a point where we won't, first of all, be able to keep up. And secondly, to create good quality podcasts every time. As we edit, you know, there's less time we have to dedicate because you have more. And we're always debating how much is too much.
And both of you bring up points I'd like to dive into a little further. First, I'm going to dive into the Dalian because you're right. Like at LCC, we have 9 sports. And I've, you know, for 4 or 5 years, I've been trying to add more sports here at LCC. And I've had colleagues say, why do more? I mean, you're already tapped out with your resources here. And that's a good point. I wouldn't want to add sports if it takes away from the resources and the time and effort we can give into our current sport. And we've talked before about, you know, your expectations need to match your resources. So you're right. I also think it you know, if you do too much of one thing, it loses what's special about the certain thing that you do. And we'll dive into that a little later. But Coach, you bring up a good point in sports about, you know, when you're comparing yourself to other teams, like I got to do more than them. If they're, you know, if they're doing 10 reps of something, I got to do 12 reps. If they're practicing on Sunday, I got to practice on Sunday, because we feel like, and again, that's where out of season stuff, I think, have gotten a little more difficult to manage, because if you're not working, the mantra is somebody else is working. And again, it has led to, I think, you know, at the end of the season, teams being fatigued or kids being burned out when they go from high school to college or from youth sports to high school sports. And another thing we've talked about in society that we're trying to address is specialization and overuse injuries. But I'm not sure we're relating it to the actual time or effort we're relating to, like, do different sports. But we, you know, you're a big proponent of, we all have one thing we all have the same of, is the amount of time in a day or a week. Right. And it's how do we utilize that time? But I think this is a struggle for the world of athletics, because I think we've grown up that if we do more than the other team, we're going to be better. And, you know, the word we've used a lot on this podcast is being intentional, which is, I think, the mantra better is better than more is better. But I think that's a hard thing for coaches and even myself, who want to outwork everyone. That's one of my mantras. Is, you know, I'm not going to let anyone outwork us. That's one of our, you know, even values per se. That, but it's trying to the change that perspective a little bit. And
yeah, being intentional is definitely something I was thinking of when you were said it. When I was thinking about the way I approach golf back in the day, I used to go to the driving range ahead of time, and I just wanted to fit in as many, you know, swings as I could before I started my game. And then I started to realize I'm kind of just making myself tired before I even get to playing. So I got to the point where I intentionally will choose certain clubs that I want to make sure I'm hitting well, and I focus on those clubs prior to the game. So
I think golf is a good example where that is a sport you need to do more. If you go out and play golf once a week, you're not going to be very good. And so, again, I think that's carries over to other sports too, but it's that balance. And, you know, we've talked about balance before on this podcast too, and is there a balance? And I think that's a tough thing between more and better, but, you know, I think if you really focus on the better part of it, it's about structure, it's about coaching, it's about trusting your process. And, you know, the big thing is consistency. If you're consistent, that can be better than more. And I think that's something we kind of have to just change the lens a little bit about and focus on those things than on more. But I still believe the word more is pretty prevalent in our domain and in our realm of trying to be successful. Even though, you know, we've talked a lot about process and consistency. And, you know, one of the things I looked up is consistency is better than intensity. And, you know, you believe consistency is a superpower. So it's changing that practice, but not, you know, practicing 3 hours, 4 hours, but what you do in that practice of being more structured, more intentional, more purposeful in the sense of, you know, doing it right and moving on. Because time is something I think we can waste when we try. Sometimes we just do more and it's more of nothing, and, you know, just the fill. And so, again, what the purpose of doing more is it to get more skill in, or is it just to make sure we're out doing someone else. Your season, your schedule, I mean, it's intense, but I mean, consistency is a big thing to you. More, better?
Just depends. You know, one of the ways we do talk about less is more, because for the most part, our intensity and our consistency in our program doesn't change in season. It's extremely consistent. But one of the ways that we do talk about less is more is on the psychology side of competing in sports. And the less that you are thinking, the better that you'll do. So when we talk about less is more, that's where it really stands. Because if you look in sports science and psychology, the people that are struggling, whether it's through slumps or whatever you want to label what they're struggling through, it's a thought process where they're thinking about their actions. And I liken it to like a sprinter running down the track and they're racing somebody else. They're not going to be thinking about what their arm swing is or how fast their leg is going up and down. They're going to be trying to beat that person next to them. And that's what competing is. And that's when we speak about less is more, that's where the psychology of it. And the more you start thinking about what you're doing, whether you're bowling, golfing, playing baseball or anything else, you see stuff starts to go sideways. Mm-hmm. So that's where that less is more is.
Yeah. I read a great article by a baseball coach 20 years ago about playing versus trying. And when you try, you're doing the thinking part instead of just playing and referring to your default mechanisms. And you're right. I think in golf, it's big of thinking too much. When I stand over my ball, I'm thinking, keep my arm straight, go back slowly, it's better when I'm nervous and just go back and, you know, and swing. So I think that the perfect example where less is more is the thinking part, but it comes back to preparation and teaching that before you do it. So in teaching people to be intentional about trying. But another thing too about more is back to the specialization and the injury thing is I've talked before about I've had teams that overdid it during the season and were tired by the postseason. And, you know, science even showed that through rest, through reflection, that's when your body recovers. That's when muscles grow, and that we have to at least make sure there is time for that. And finding ways to, even if you practice, but, you know, focus on different things. You and I have talked before, like you've seen a difference when you take a day off that first part of practice that it's next day.
Horrible.
Yeah. And it's true in academics. Like when people come back from the summer, they've had 3 months off, that you got to teach them some of the things over to get them moving, that some schools have gone to a year-round schedule because of that. But it's not more necessarily, it's just spread out differently or scheduled differently, which is what you do too, even with your practices and the intensity of your practices. Because I think we have to be mindful of the more or the intentionality or the better of those things, because I think our society in a lot of facets thinks more is better. And that's proven to be downfalls of dynasties per se, because we want more. We want our kid to have more than we have, and instead of having boundaries and parameters and things that I think we've grown that more is better because we want people to have what we don't have. And it's, you know, maybe it, you know, back to that better of giving them what they need, not necessarily what they want. But as coaches, it's hard because you're competing against other teams and groups, even though we preached before that you compete against yourself and be better every day. But I think we get confused with more and better a lot in our field. And it hit me last week when we were talking in the hallway that, hey, our team did well, what's next? And we were first thinking, well, they're going to want to travel more. They're going to want more of this or more of that, where, no, we just got to continue to get better at the thing that we are currently doing, or, just focus on certain things and reflect and make sure, you know, that we have a foundation set that, because at our level, the rosters are fluid and things change, are pretty fluid at all of college athletics now because of transferring and eligibility things. So, you know, but we do believe our roster size is more is better for the certain thing, but there's a certain limit that we get to that we have to cut off the more. But, you know, depth is huge in athletics, and that's more than better. You want better. You want that one third. So, you know, it's that balance, it's that work-life balance that we struggle to find, that there isn't one, as you and I don't both like allude word. To in the, you know, even your field, Dalian, you know, trying to find balance. But, you know, but it comes down to focus. I mean, focusing on the things you can to focus. It comes down to things we've talked about before, choosing the right battles. You know, if you choose every battle, if you try and control everything, that leads to even more work. And, you know, I use the example, like, I don't swear, and this is a bad example on our podcast, but if I did, it means it was, you know, something egregious or something, okay. Where people that swear all the time, it's common, and I don't know if they're mad or angry or not. So when my kids know that I accidentally, and I think that's true about the more. Sometimes when you do more, it loses its specialization, its importance, its emphasis, where if you pick and choose and do certain things, then
so you're saying pick and choose where your swear words are.
Yeah,
they
like
have
if
more
someone
power,
stubs my toe, and then I know they know I'm in pain, or if I'm mad at them, you know. And I okay. And plus it goes back to a conversation we have through. If I do swear, then I lost that battle because I couldn't control me not swearing. But I know it was an example of using the intensity, the focus of a word. That swearing usually takes it to another level, but if you swear all the time, that level is kind of blurred or not played. I don't know. Let's get off that one. I don't know.
That's an interesting concept. I get where you're going with it. I've never heard you swear, which means you've never been mad at me, which is great.
I try not to. I agree. It's like hitting. If you hit someone, then you've lost every other way of solution that you should be mad at yourself. But if you're hitting everyone, then again, you've lost power, and I don't think more is better than that. But I think it's about being intentional, because I think our default setting is more that let's change that and let's do better with time. But, you know, it's preparation and scheduling that. It's taking reflecting on your program and seeing where you can adjust and maybe cut some things. Routine is huge. I think we get caught up in routines and figuring out a way to, you know, just maybe do it differently, because I just think we're in a mentality that quantity is over quality. And again, I felt like a hypocrite, and because I do like doing one more, but if, like I said, if you do 11 every day, then does it become 12?
I think this podcast could be called a thin royal blue line, because it's you know, there's stuff on this side that is great, and then there's stuff on this side that's great, and it's a lot of it you have to look at is, you know, where's the diminishing return coming from on the mores, you know. And for some of it, to have more impact, you know, that's a great thing. Keep stacking that, you know. But for some, having more money is not a great thing, you know. So there's diminishing return lines, and more practices for some that are really super invested and they want to be Olympians and have those dreams, perfect. For the ones that want to play because their neighbor kids are on and their friends are on the team, having more practices is probably, there's going to be some diminishing returns on that kind of stuff, and they're going to be out of the sport by the time middle school, and that's what statistics show. You know?
But I also think there's science that shows, like, when you want more money, it's never enough. If that's your motivation to get more money, and you kind of shared that on the podcast before, winning. If you win a championship and that's all you want, it kind of feels like you're not as satisfied in winning that. So you gotta know your why, because you're right. Wanting more money, it's never enough. I deal with my kids. You know, one wants something, a new pair of shoes or clothes every day, and it's just never enough. And then we have too much, and then we don't have time to go through and see what we can get rid of. And I think that's another good point you kind of started to is the reflection piece of it. That is some place where we do need more. And we talked about it too on like our New Year's resolutions and that stuff about we get so caught up, we're so busy during the day doing more of other things that we don't have time to reflect and figure out where we can do better or what worked and what doesn't work. Because I think the key question is, what can we stop doing so we can do important things better? And you know, that's where I truly believe if you do intentional practice, it carries over to life too, and you can and live an intentional life. But again, I started this as a, being a hypocrite in sport, but it also, we talked, this is Stars on Sports, but if we both mentioned, this is, I think, a society thing too, where we believe more is better, where we need to change that mindset too.
Yeah, I was kind of debating through this whole thing in my own head. I didn't bring it up, but just the concept of, is this more of an American culture thing, or is this something that you would find almost any other place? I don't really know. I don't have an answer to that, and I don't want to speculate, but just one of those things that I just know in America, it's always, I mean, at least I was raised to be, you know, more is better, make it bigger, make it stronger.
I think that's been kind of the American dream. And I think if you look past through history, and we've talked a little about this, but when you look at like global powers, that the downfall is when they have too much and they get complacent, or they can't keep getting more of that. There become division or haves and have nots. That I do agree with you. I think sport's a microcosm of society in this respect, that it is a society thing where, as Americans, I think other countries look at our portions at restaurants. When you go to other countries, their portions are smaller. And we're, you know, looking for more portions, more helpings, more snacks, more other things. So I do believe it is. And again, that's where we believe that sports and society can help one another. But I think with the competitive nature in sport, it takes it to another level of what the fine line of more or better. And I'm not sure championship teams have accomplished that. I think ones that maybe have sustained those championships have, but again, because I think some approach it wrong, that next time once they win it, that I need to do more instead of I need to do what I do now better. So good conversation. I didn't know where it would go. I wasn't sure.
You never know where it's going to go.
That's right. That's what I like about this, that, or how long it will go. But again, I think it's something we will continue to look at, and hopefully we can help educate our teams and our profession on the difference of more and better. But I did like the thing that I saw when I researched, that better is better. So all right. So, you know, I'm going to try and keep our next question, the food segment of this podcast, try and keep the Dalian's mom out of the conversation.
More is better.
I think we could have gone quantity. So I had two different ways to go on this one. I know which I'm going to go, but I'm going to bring it up. The two, so you can think about in future. But I was looking at our favorite pasta, which we've talked about spaghetti before, but our actual pasta. But the one I'm going to go with, which is, first of all, pop. Do you call it pop, soda, Coke? What do you call it? And then I'm going to go into another question after that.
It depends on where I'm at.
Okay, interesting.
So I think part of the U.S.?
Exactly. Michiganders, I think, use pop, where more people in the South call soda. And I think some people, where Coke has done a great job of branding, just call it Coke. What about you, Dedalian?
Well, first of all, I've never called everything Coke at all, ever.
Okay. But do you think some people do? Like, give me a Coke?
I have heard it before. Okay. I have heard it. And I don't think it's a matter of branding. I think it's a matter of that's just kind of what became really popular. Mm-hmm. Kind of like when people say, yeah, go ahead and Google it. I mean, you don't, you know.
Right,
you're not necessarily using Google.
AI is,
right, right.
Yep.
Typically, I said pop growing up my entire life. Eventually, I switched over to, now I sometimes say soda, sometimes I'll say pop, sometimes I'll say soda pop. But I completely agree with Cut. It depends on where I'm at, because I found myself in the South not too long ago, and I made sure I said soda.
Yeah, me too. Okay, so what is your favorite soda or pop? I think I know with you, Cutter.
No question about it, and most of the people know it's Coke.
But you can even go farther. What's your favorite Coke?
Regular Coke?
I thought it was McDonald's.
Well, yes. Yeah, McDonald's, they've got a secret sauce.
They do. I agree with you with
their
Coke.
I've heard varying stories about why that is, but
McDonald's, really?
Something about they inked a deal a long time ago with Coke and get the special.
It's a little sweeter. Cases. Yeah. I agree. I'll go with mine in a second, but I have another friend that McDonald's Coke. He gets it every day. When it was a dollar a day, there twice a day. Now it's like $1.76 or something, right. He told me. But it's a special syrup. See, I like McDonald's sweet tea, but it's inconsistent. Sometimes it's really good and sometimes it's really bad. They don't normally have that issue with Coke. What about you, Dedalion?
The worst of the worst. The worst one you could think of that for you, Mountain Dew.
Yeah.
Mountain Dew.
Yeah.
I grew up on Mountain Dew, love Mountain Dew, and probably in the last 5 years, like, for instance, I have not had a Mountain Dew in over a week right now.
Whoa. Wow.
Whoa. I intentionally make myself less is more. Mm-hmm. So in this case, very often, I just take a break from it for a little bit. I usually will have one or two, and then I go back and take a break for a while. Because there was a point in my life where I drank that stuff every day.
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, it was an everyday thing. And then my second go-to, if I don't have Mountain Dew option, because it's not always an option, is a Cherry Coke. So
is the what?
Cherry Coke. Cherry
Coke. Well, Dedalion, you or I are right on. So in this job, it's hard to... You know, just the hours and everything and getting maybe a caffeine high and I've been in this business. I grew up as an AD, so it's the only job I've ever had. So to your point, Dedalion, 30 years ago when I started, Mountain Dew was pretty good. At my peak, I'd drink 4 Mountain Dews a day.
Yeah, me too.
And I preferred in a 20-ounce bottle. But every year, I'd give it up for Lent for 40 days.
Really?
And
then you go back?
Yes. But about 5-10 years ago, I didn't go back, thinking this is not good for my teeth. It's not good for my health. So, and then, so I would drink sweet tea. But then I like Cherry Coke as my second favorite one. But we had our Coach Robinson on here probably last fall. And I was asking him about zero sugar pop. Ugh. And he goes, why? If you like ice cream, you're not going to get... You just drink it in moderation.
Right.
So I stopped drinking zero sugar, but I've gone back to it, and it's actually grown on me.
To the zero sugar?
To the zero sugar, and they're coming out with so many flavors right now. And Coke Zero is probably the one that's closest. Dr. Pepper, the cherry ones are actually pretty good with zero sugar, too, because I like the caffeine. Even our nutritionist that helped out our summer programs, RDK, has said that caffeine at certain times is good for you. I'm trying to eliminate all. I'm a sugar person, and, again, part of our society is we eat too much ultra-processed foods and sugar compared to other parts of the world that I'd cut back. So one thing I want you to think about, though, when we talk about pops, because this will be a future question. I know we're going long here. Have you heard of dirty sodas?
Dirty sodas, no.
They're a brand new TikTok thing. My kids are drinking them all the time now where you add really like a creamer to a pop, and it makes it almost like a ice cream kind of flavor thing. But zero sugars are actually pretty popular with this because it gives it some flavor. So my question was, I was down south just recently too at a restaurant, and they had, their whole menu was like a lime coconut Coke that, made you think of the beach. Mm-hmm. I had one that was an orange creamsicle that tasted like the old orange creamsicle. It was orange pop, creamer, and some other syrup.
See, what that reminds me of, and I know they're still around to a degree, but Town Club Pop.
If you remember that. Yeah, in the bottle.
Yeah, we used to have one in Lansing on Cedar that you just go in there and it was like, 25 cents a pop or something like that?
Yeah, I think Mason had one too back in the day.
Pretty awesome. Yeah.
So, again, I'm not encouraging people to drink pop. I don't drink coffee.
Drink in moderation.
Exactly. Again, back to not more is better. Better is better.
Oh, okay. There you go.
Go Stars. Stars on Sports is recorded live at the WLNZ Studios. Engineering and production assistance are provided by Dedalion Lowry, and you can listen to the episode and other episodes of Stars on Sports on demand at lccconnect.org. To find more information about our athletic program, visit lccstars.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to join us next time for more Stars on Sports.
Go Stars!